Andy Warhol once said, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. I say that's outdated. Let's talk about Momus and what he said in 1991. Everyone will be famous for 15 people.
What the hell
does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means that the world is motherfucking changing in front of our very eyes, people. In the chessboard of life, let me tell you, you gotta decide. Are you moving your pawns? Are you moving your motherfucking queen? Are you protecting your king? Or are you stepping away from the chessboard? That decision is not mine to make, but it'll tell you exactly what's gonna happen. You're gonna find yourself 10, 20 years down the line, it'll be the fucking new renaissance, it'll be the goddamn industrial revolution all over again, and where will you be? You'll still be a peasant in the motherfucking fields. Take a fucking move. Get some balls. If you don't decide to do this, and if you don't decide quickly, it's going to be a very simple life for you. You're going to be in the same shit you were 10 years ago. You're going to be sitting in front of the television watching Survivor, and that's fucking bullshit. Don't go there. I'm a motherfucking general. I drop bombs, and my lips sink ships, motherfucker. It's time we started this shit again. My podcast is not a motherfucking toaster. Let's move. About to get dark, priesthood, yo. World, place your eyes on the God at hand, the warrior, the emperor, I declare I am. Number one, disagree, then your R.I.P. Far as I see, the sun only outshines me. Bring your posse, your crews, your clicks, your gangs. Only takes two to get it, yeah, I spit the same. Say my name, priest, now say it again. Priest, say it to him, priest, say it to them. Priest, watch him, he's like the new Rakim. On everybody's favorite rapper list, I view top 10. I keep boxing, I'm a fighter, one of the best writers. I came from Brooklyn with that best I fire. That Brownsville flow, crowns and drove, my crown, my robe. Who's the greatest king now, y'all know? Surround by souls that made me from the dark ages. They tell me things right before I dark my pages. My art's contagious, like skills from parts of Asia. God-like paper found on my desktop. Y'all searching for the best? Well, the best is dropped. It's priesthood. You're all right in my palm. The project is my coat of arms. Let it be known and let it be flown. New York's my castle, my house, my throne. You're all right in my palm. The project is my coat of arms. Let it be known and let it be flown. New York's my castle, my house, my throne. It's priest, but you how I die. Call me how I shy. Say my name, watch 100 cowards die. Fitted head masks, Mediterranean cats. Our tattoos, I carry Albanian gats. The Pharaoh of the Big Apple, Sis Big had you. Sister Plane took our twin castles. Gym statues with Tim bathrooms. Send pterodactyls like a sorcerer. You swallow my jewels now, cough it up. Of course it's us, priests and a nemesis. True lyricists, y'all started, but I'ma finish it. Lyrical shit, priesthood. Guns like Clint Eastwood, streets to hood. I've been eating good, I brainstorm till the ink on my paper changed forms to black clouds. The dark spell that I bring on, I'm having constant dreams that I'm Constantine. Wake up, guided by angels with armored wings. It's priesthood, you're all right in my palm. The project is my coat of arms. Let it be known and let it be flown. New York's my castle, my house, my throne. You're all right in my palm. The project is my coat of arms. Let it be known and let it be flown. New York's my castle, my house, my throne. I greeted you all with open arms. And what y'all do, y'all grab your ratchets and open arms. Kept fine till eventually my ghost is gone. Till I'm lying down and it's my blood I'm choking on. But my hopes too strong, my oaths too real. Know thy will, that's why this whole sky filled with blackbirds. Clothes stop spinning backwards. My last words I heard like it was the first. The gift and the curse, three jars switching in verse. I greeted you all with open arms. Watch I tumble and fall, throw up both of your arms in the pool hall.
You're all right in my palms. The project is my coat of arms. Let it be known and let it be flown. New York's my castle, my house, my throne. You're all right in my palms. The project is my coat of arms. Let it be known and let it be flown. New York's my castle, my house, my throne.
Yeah, priesthood back. That's right. Yeah, reincarnated, updated, baby.
This isn't the end, it's the beginning, people. That's the way it's gonna be. This is Julian from InOverYourHead.net. Who knows what the fuck episode this is? Who gives a fuck? We're gonna lay it down one more time, man. My podcast is not a motherfucking toaster. It's time I start moving. I fucking got together with a couple podcasters yesterday, and I was like, they were like, how long has it been, motherfucker? And I was like, yeah, right, exactly. And so one of the people was like, hey, you know, you're the first or the longest standing podcaster in Canada. And the guy was number two, and he was like, hey, do I get your throne? And I was like, fuck you. I love the guy, but not a fucking chance. I'm fucking moving. You know what I'm saying? This isn't the end of the game. So it has been a long motherfucking time. We're standing here in the apartment, which I am soon to move out of. You're going to hear a little bit of an echo because I'm kind of moving around. Now, the thing is here is I got a fucked up situation with my landlord. It's crazy. I explained this to a couple of people already. Oh, I got a bunch of shit to talk about. Okay, wait. First of all, as you, I don't know, you visit my blog, you may know, you may not know, but my life is thoroughly fucking changed as of like 2 weeks ago for the first time, obviously, of course. I just got hearing aids. This has actually happened. I am now one of those people, you know. I don't know that what one of those people is into your mind, but in my mind, what it used to be, I'll tell you right now, is I used to be one of those people to be like, oh, God, and then I'm disabled and all this shit, and instead I discovered that what the technology is now is it makes me into a motherfucking cyborg. It means I can hear everything across the room where before I wasn't even able to hear crickets. I wasn't able to hear anything. And now it is, I'd be like, wait, I've got control over my life again. So it's a pretty sweet change, you know? And it's a little bit of an adjustment, you know, having to explain to people all that shit. But you know what? I gotta say, it makes my life a million times better. And to the people that actually know me in real life, you know, I'm sure they've been waiting for this because they're like, and the constant to be like, excuse me, like, pardon me, like, what, all that shit, it is now over, people. You know what I'm saying? And these things are incredible fucking devices. I just want to go into it for a little bit. I don't want to fucking bore you with the technology. This is not a technology fucking podcast. But still, what happens with these things is they've changed from these gigantic things you put behind your ear to these tiny little devices, which you can go to my blog and you'll see what they look like because I got a little video up there. And what they do is you put them into your ear canal, and they've got intelligent software, a hyper tiny microphone and speaker that goes into your ear, and this little thing is molded exactly to what your ear is. It will not fit anybody else's ear. It only fits in yours, and it's crazy what they can fucking make. If you're impressed with fucking iPod Nanos or iPod Micros or whatever the fuck, or iPod Touch like they just fucking came out with yesterday, then you should go and get yourself a pair of these fucking devices and discover how much of a cyborg you can fucking be. And the thing is actually smart enough, like if there's a fucking ambulance passing by, it is actually smart enough to turn the volume down for that ambulance while still keeping the volume decent for the friend that's standing right next to you that's talking to you. It's crazy what they have with this fucking technology. So I gotta say, this is my big news, you know what I mean? I've been like struggling with this for a while. I knew eventually I had to get them, but it was like I wasn't feeling it at first. But then I started to talk to an audio prosthetics, you know, person, and we started talking about it, and I got super hyped. I was like, wait, it does this, it does that. Not only that, but these motherfuckers are fit specifically for my ear canals. So now they are actually protecting me from loud sound, because to people that do audio out there, just for a second, it actually compresses the sound to a maximum volume. So let's say the volume outside at a concert or in a bar is at like 140 decibels. I can block that shit off at 110. And I can actually go to a bar or to a show and be better protected, even though the thing is amplifying the sound, than anybody else that's in that place that has open ears. It's fucking crazy what they can do with this technology, man. It's unbelievable. It's almost like, oh, you'll, in certain circumstances, like at really loud movies, you know, where the action is very obvious and I don't need to, like, it's like, I don't know, fucking Die Hard or whatever. It's like, I don't need to wear them, but it's like, my God, but the world is just so much cooler with these things. So I have to say, like, there's nothing in the world. Like, I was afraid. I'm not afraid anymore. Fucking bring it on, man. I'm gonna fucking cut my leg off and get a cybernetic leg. All that shit. Let's fucking do it. You know, transhumanism all the way. Where can I get my eyes implanted with fucking, you know, lenses or whatever? Where can we do this? Oh, wait, that's already happens. It's called contact lenses. Anyway, you guys get the point. So here's the story with my landlord. I'm in the motherfucking position right now Where about 3 days, no, like last week, we had a discussion. I live in a hole. You guys know this, right? I live in a fucking hole. I'm looking around here right now. Like, there is very little distinguishing this apartment from, like, World War II. You know? Very, extremely little. Like, the shit that's all over the place. Like, okay, a lot of it is in my room. But even so, you know, it's just like, the floors are disgusting. Like, the colors on the wall are appalling. We had to paint everything over again. Who knows why we even made the fucking effort. But it's like, it's seriously fucking, there's a world war occurring in this place when we're not around. It might involve the cats. I don't know. But the thing is that at some point, well, we get fucking cheap rent, so we're like, okay, we have really cheap rent, blah, blah, blah. None of you know where I live anyway, so this is great. I can fucking talk about it and not mention any names, and it's perfect because it won't affect, like, the legal ramifications of everything that we're... I'll get into that later. So basically, how it stands is as follows. We refused a rent increase, which is legal in Quebec to do. You know, it was like the rent increase was over 10%, and when somebody does that, you can refuse it and say, no, I want the legally allowed amount, which is insanely low in Quebec. You guys should all move here. It's 1.4%. So if your rent is, let's say, $1,000, which is pretty close to what our rent is, then the rent that you're going to have in the rent that you're going to have for an increase, you know, they could rent it up to bring it up to $1,100, but that'd be a 10% increase, which is, I mean, they'll if you let them do it, they'll definitely, you know, I mean, they won't have a problem with that. But you can refuse it and say, no, actually, I would only like a $14 increase this year. And that is entirely legal. That's 100% legal. I mean, they try to bully you like crazy, which will get you into what it is that I'm talking about. I know all across Canada, the rules are very different. You know, in Toronto, the rules are different. First, last month, rent, all that shit. But if you know, if you're renting a place, if you're looking for a place to live in Canada that's cheap and where landlords can't fuck you, Quebec is the place, man. Holy shit, is it awesome here for that. And anyway, so this is the situation, is that we decided that we are going to refuse this rent increase, and so we told, hey, you know, I would like the rent increase notice by writing, which is totally normal to do, and in fact, it is necessary. But as I said, like, these people only accept rent in cash. Like, the amount of rules that these people break is just fucking insane, you know what I'm saying? And so I get a telephone call, and instead of actually responding to my rent increase request, the guy actually calls me and says to me, hi, I want your apartment. And I said, what the fuck are you talking about? And he goes, I want it for myself. Basically, there is only one way that in Quebec you can kick somebody out of their place. If they want to stay there and they have, you know, they're within the boundaries of the law, like if you've paid your rent on time all the time, which we do, and all this shit, you know, and the only way that somebody can be forced to leave the place is if the actual owner of the building, himself, his family, or an ex-wife, or whatever, needs to move in. And so he calls me and tells me this bullshit. And I'm looking around right now. As I said, this is like the fucking, you know, Battle of Normandy or whatever the fuck. And I'm looking around and I'm like, dude is not going to live here. You know what I'm saying? Last time I saw him walk in to the building, which is like happens once every fucking blue moon, the dude was wearing a fucking 3-piece suit with like gold rings and shit. So like, I'm like, yeah, okay, as if this is happening, right? Anyway, so all this to say, dude is not motherfucking moving in. But if he gives us a written notice that he is moving in with his name and all this shit and all the legalese, blah, 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 then we have no choice. We have 6 months to move out. I'm going to move out before that, but I'm giving my roommates a full 6 months because some of them might need it, you know? And, yeah, so that's it. So this fucking place is over. You know, maybe I'll take a bunch of pictures and fucking show you what kind of a hellhole I live in for the people that haven't come here. And we're also going to throw the most massive party in the universe at the latest possible time where we can absolutely trash the place. Now, this is unofficial, and it's not officially happening until we say it's happening, or even if it's happening at all, but I think this is a general idea about how we feel about this situation right now. So, it's good stuff. But let me tell you, it's just like, I feel like I'm finally moving into this whole, like, fucking new world of, like, just, like, all sorts of shit. It's crazy. It's like, you know, I've in the past 2 years, I've moved from, like, living off probably, like, 10 grand a year to really making a decent amount of income off this all this podcasting bullshit that's happening and how everybody's kind of on the bandwagon and all that shit. And there's some good people in here, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a lot of shit is happening. And it's really transforming my life. So I feel like now I'm 28 and I'm like, wait, I should be in the adult world or something. I bought a suit last week, for Christ's sakes. You know what I'm saying? This is fucking insane. It's a nice fucking suit. You know, I look good in that shit. But, you know, it's a transformation that's occurring. You know, get in this game. Get in this fucking game. Let's play some tracks and then we'll go back. We'll talk about some other shit. I'll be right back.
Yeah, niggas. Yeah.
You pop a nigga.
Yo, I see you modified your gangsta after seeing me walk. You changed the tone after hearing me talk. Extended your hand to steal my aura. You know the guard don't shake on shit. A fool clothing in a glass of water. Though we make love to Jezebels and pray on virgins. We move like Yahoo and black excursions. Blood the color of grape wine. Skin tone the color of bronze. I rose from the grave with knives. And then tears with dollars I feed the children. Replace the White House with a project building. I stand on top of it. Signaling the rocket shit. Holding my dick like I lock down the continent. I'm magnetic. I track metal L-shaped objects for hell. Parallel niggas and decks. Yo, my hand like fire in hell after it's shooting. So nigga, if you know like I know, keep it moving, nigga.
Cause I can stand still and watch the world blow up. Cause I can stand still and watch the world blow up. Cause I can stand still and watch the world blow up. Cause I can stand still and watch the world blow up.
Cause I can stand still and watch the world blow up. Fuck that museum heist. Dakota long blowing my palms, turning off. Slowly hit a click, then we open it. Flee with the rarest cameras, calling Delastrada. A 50 century painting of Da Vinci's Belladonna. Tie up the Pope, my man's in a helicopter. Next to the Russian pilot blowing marijuana. I smell a ganja, showing a picture of the Black Madonna. Flying overseas, full of squids and arowanas. Stole a Mona Lisa and roll with phony visas. Disguised as a tourist, taking flicks at the Pisa. My cars and my passports, Reed, Dr. Philip L. Glasscore at the airport. Where the FBI waiting with their task force. Clear custom, pull a mustache off. A shootout is my last result. Now we back in the air to the metropolis. Project shit, hellhole is bottomless. The beast will crawl out of it. Apocalypse, communist, name remain anonymous. Behold the pair of rhinoceros, it's obvious. Don't even shoot it if the shot's a risk. They say I'm too Hitchcockian. When I spit about the projects we in, I'm Jesus resurrected in a drop top BM. I'm Larry King live from the hood. Showing scene by scene of murder, so what's good?
We'll shock the stairs to watch the world blow up. But then I wouldn't get to see the seeds grow up. Wish I could stand still and watch the world blow up. I'd be the sign that the gates of the world blow up.
Motherfuckers tell me that I live in the last days. Stupid fuck, you think AIDS is the last plague? See, man made God in his own image. Culture, language in his own limits. Even his own spirit. So we can fool other men into believing in his own gimmicks. I stomp the Atlantic, pivot the planet. While niggas turn their cheek to a Catholic faggot. Mythological gangster, crying that you spit it hard. You get your bitch gang raped by minotaurs. No facade or exaggeration. We were born to rule the world after revelations. You could call it God's wrath from a law's math. Like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre slash. Bars of death when I spit them out. Concentration camp gold ripped out of a Jew's mouth. Melted into Swiss banks, that's how the world works. We like the Mamluk to America's Ottoman Turks. Fill the country to the bottom of birth. Nazi Pope, sniper scope, shot him in church. Warrior cast, slavery surviving niggas. Harlem, North Philly, nobody live and niggas. Bittersweet apocalypse, alive at the end. Gun in your face, that'll be your moment of sin. Cause when your world is over, mine just begins.
Wish I could stand still and watch the world blow up. But then I wouldn't get to see the seeds grow up. Wish I could stand still and watch the world blow up. I'd be the sign that the gang so the world blow up. Yeah,
I could stand still and watch the world blow up.
Wish I could stand still,
but I can't, nigga. So I'ma move on these motherfuckers, taking it back. Yeah, nigga.
All right, let's talk some serious shit by this point. Instead of just the fluff, you know what I'm saying? It's time to actually move into some shit that's fucking interesting. All right, so here's the deal. We had a whole discussion a couple days ago on a blog, ChristopherSPenn.com. Check it out. Great blog. Chris Penn is a fucking god among men, you know what I'm saying? I think he knows it too, which is a bad idea. But here's the idea. He spoke to a student who, he's in the student loan industry, and he spoke to a student who was from an old money family. He refuses to name the family, But he started talking about this shit, and he's like, okay, wait, let me actually find the list of shit that they study compared to the list of shit that you studied in public school or are currently studying in public school. Okay, hold on. I'm bringing that shit up right now because it's fucking insane. Basically, here's how it works. Hold on. You got a fucking choice. Blah, blah, blah. You can fucking chat with a rich kid. There we go. So this is the thing. We look at the situation with the children that we have, if you have children, and who they are, and how smart they are, and what they're being taught. And if you're in public school, you're probably being held back by fucking idiots. Am I right? You're being held back by idiots. The problem being, okay, and I'm all about this equality shit, everyone is born equal. Some people are just fucking smarter than other people. And I know what I'm saying? And if you're listening to this, you're probably among the smart people. So that said, whenever time that you should be in school, or you are in school, and somebody goes, hey, nah, 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 and says some bullshit to you, and you're like, wait, why am I even here? I'm 5 years ahead of these people. I have certainly felt that way. You're obviously in a system that is not functioning for you. Here's the list of things that she has been studying as a sophomore in high school. Calculus, Greek, Latin, debate, rhetoric, classic English literature, physics, logic, geography. Now the argument goes that there is a certain academic rigor, Chris Penn would say, that is not something that we have access to. I pointed out an argument to him that I think he agrees with, and if you look at it yourself, I think you will find yourself in having a similar point. Maybe about 100 years ago, or a certain period of time, when public schools were instated. Before that, wealthy families, we're talking Rockefeller-style wealthy, were already fucking educating people, their children especially, in the ways of rulership. If you are a CEO to a multi-billion dollar company, and you are succeeding your spot to another CEO, don't you train that motherfucker? You do, don't you? Because if you didn't, you'd be a fucking moron. So that said, doesn't it seem to make sense that somebody who's a Rockefeller would train his motherfucking kids to make sure they didn't waste their money and their time and kept it up at the top where they belong, quote unquote? Seems to me like a smart thing to do. So of course, this is the kind of shit that they study. And of course, they're 5 years ahead of public school students at the same age. You know, it doesn't mean they're smarter. It does not mean that they're smarter. But it means that they take advantage of their full capacity, which the majority of us did not. Even me, I took 3 years of Latin in school. I mean, I was in a public school, but I was in a gifted program or some bullshit, and they gave me 3 years of Latin. Now, this is something, and I played the violin, and there were all these things that were kind of given to me. But even this is fucking nothing compared to the options that could have been given. And even when if we say we put, you know, specific kids into a kind of a gifted program, the fuck that means? That doesn't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just be like, oh, well, let's push them like a year ahead. Be like, no, I need to be 5 years ahead. If there are fucking people in Facebook right now, they're 25 years old and they're goddamn CEOs, what the fuck are we doing with this world, man? The whole shit is backwards. I don't understand why we're playing this game in this way. We're losing. Thankfully, the people that deserve to get ahead and have the capacities to get ahead have a tendency to get ahead on their own. And so that is the reason that I'm saying fucking get off your ass and start moving, man. This fucking world is changing. That means there are gaps. When you fucking get in those gaps, you find a way, man. You fucking get your shit down. You know what I'm saying? You're not just sitting down watching Survivor every motherfucking day. You're fucking moving, and you're getting what's yours. You know what I'm saying? Go do this. Now, here's the next point to the argument, which I brought up. Isn't it likely that they did this, and they pushed their kids in this way, teaching them logic, teaching them how to, you know, teaching them how to debate all of these things in order to keep them in power and to keep us down, middle class, lower class people? It seems to me like a normal extension of the way the world works. You have an old money family, and they say, hey, we're worth X billion. Who knows what the fuck amount of money it is? It's probably absurdly high. Like, there's so many zeros, it wraps around your head. Doesn't it seem to make sense that it'd be like, well, five generations down the line, I want to make sure that this family, my family, is still up there. So what do? I make power moves. I fucking get people in Washington or people in fucking Ottawa to make decisions that will ensure that the fucking public schools are shit. So if you can't afford a private school, where are you? You're shit too, unfortunately, to these people. I want you to think about these things. I want you to think about the fucking structure of power that is unseen. It is fucking likely that this shit is happening. So if you're not fucking taking advantage, taking the steps that you need to take, man, you're fucking stepping behind. If you're not doing it for your kids, you're fucking... It's like a bank robbery from their mind. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they'll be able to move ahead in their own way, but fucking give them everything that they need. It's not about money either. It's not even about private school. It's about being like, what are you curious about? What do you want to know about? Here, study this. Here's have some of this. To educate them with everything that they might be curious about. Get them to step away from goddamn Sesame Street. Get them to step away from fucking Dora the Explorer, for Christ's sakes. All that shit. Get them to fucking move. These people are not adults at the age of 18. If you were fucking under 18, you know what I'm talking about. If you're over 18, you might have forgotten. These people are adults already, the majority of them. And they're becoming adults faster than you became an adult. So fucking give them a chance. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, they'll be the next Facebook, and where the fuck will you be doing? You know what I'm saying? It's not going to work in the structured old world way. That's my idea for the day. I want you to think about these things. Get back at me. I'm going to make a podcast much sooner than the interval between the last two, which I think was 3 months. But, you know, give it some fucking thought. Get back at me. My name is Julian Smith. This has been the In Over Your Head podcast. And we're going to do this again. My podcast is not a motherfucking toaster. I'll see you guys out there. All right, peace.
It's war!
We are one. We move as a unit. This is my fight. We are one.
Travel on! Who is your general, private?
General Priest. We fight on
the line. We
put the fight in for the time.
Plotters and stop the Nazarene. Break up his black regime. Smash his dream for being the greatest the rap has seen. They laugh while scheming on ways to stop him having green. That's blasphemy. Not mention his name in magazines. Luckily, the young warrior had mad esteem. He kept writing. Back in his lab, he hit his pad extreme. In the midst of all the chaos, he took half his team. Called him Black Market and Maccabees. While a serpent used the worldly things to attract his queen. Broke his heart, she played a part of Mary Magdalene. Hissing his words that the other side of the grass is green. But I ain't trying to hold you, baby, go ahead, flap your wings. Gun in the waist of his baggy jeans. Stay strapped, Yankee cap above his do-rag lean. Police that pass flash sirens. Outside his projects, where the dealers push crack the fiends. They did some soul searching, now he's back redeemed. Look at his album cover, stained glass of the king. Wallpapers and gangsters hang up. Next to King Solomon, I'm around King Tut. Beneath that incense burns frankincense. The fragrance of the prince, priests the saints, the angels fighting his defense. Like the hemp, it's right, take a glimpse at the crotchet statues within the tall fence of his castle.
We are one, we move as a unit. This is my fight. We are one.
Your general, private.
Kill the priest. We fight on the line. We are one. We move as a unit. This is my fight. We are one. Kill the priest. We fight on the line.
I called on Michael, Gabriel and Uriel to pull me from hell. A jury of 12 await my burial. They say they want my great material. My vision blurry, can't tell. I hear the bells near the church steeple where Raphael awaits his fate, break the curse of evil. I'm holding rosemary beads, it's scary. Roll the hairy weed inside the blackberry leaves. It's cold, but what worries me? Will my crew leave when they bury me? come, heresy. The brotherhood climbing the hillside at the falling of darkness. The night arches over the projects as they speak of the legacy of priest the artist. He shared words of his hardship and he sung his psalms to a harpist. His garment was blood soaked. Around his crown, he wore a halo of blunt smoke. Below his navel, his guns poke. So may this offering give your thoughts wings. May it fly high, start soaring past the corpse of kings, beyond the clouds, scraping mountains, travel the way of the falcon to a tucked away Chatton Allen. You land, see the ruins of his old palace, the wide stone steps that leads to his throne. You see his face made of hard stone. He just sit there in zone. My eyes are open, but they're empty as the painted eyes on a doll. Walk inside the fog, sip inside my catalog. See his face, his age, there's something strange. Come and range. Upon his sculpture, grows weed vines and small rosebuds. Damn. So show love to the priests. Revelations. And this is my salvation. Salvation.
Who was it all? Before the elements, before the ages, King eternal, comely in aspect, who reigns forever. Grant me three things: keenness to discern your will, wisdom to understand it, courage to follow it.
Safe from yourself while you're still alive.